imagine today that you had the Bruce Brothers. Yes. And you had Daniel from Yopa.
Yeah.
And you had Russell Quirk and all the online boys in front of you. Mm. What would you tell them today to be more how to be more successful?
In my opinion, I think if I look at their recruitment strategies, and this is not being disrespectful to the local experts that they've got, I think the language and the tone and the way they advertise themselves, it will attract a particular kind of employee or local property expert.
Some people say, and I say this with respect, journeymen. But again, I don't know. What I've noticed in the last 6 months is some quality people have been going to the dark side.
Well, that's
or the light side, depending on which way.
But I'm also hearing, you know, people leaving because their guarantees have run out and so on and so forth. So you hear a mix. I think, look, I fully respect that marketplace. You need an online model. It's the same when you go and buy a car. Some people won't want to spend more than X amount for a car, but it only needs to do that, you know. Some people will want to go and spend that amount of money on a car because it's going to perform at a higher level. The thing is, when you're dealing with the most valuable asset for a person, I actually believe that a good agent will drive value up, not just sell it. Anyone can sell a house today, anyone. Okay, you don't even have to spend £800 or £900 for that. You can just do, find an advert, do it yourself, and you could probably sell it for more than most of the LPEs or the and that's not being disrespectful, because what are they doing other than marketing it online?
It'd be interesting to know.
So at the end of the day, you're missing out on a local marketplace with knowledge, databases of buyers. Are people that can skillfully negotiate, because if you've got a flat fee and you're just going out there with a flat fee, you're demonstrating that you can't negotiate already. So if I'm going to give my property, let's say it's worth 400,000, to someone and they haven't demonstrated a level of skill, they haven't got a track record, they haven't got experience, they don't have a database of buyers, they don't advertise locally, they don't know the local market inside out, they don't know the local buyers
inside out. Do you think vendors actually ask those questions? Or is it for the high street agents to...
It's for the high street agents to educate. And this is an interesting
subject.
But you
said earlier, education.
Education's key. At Giggs & Co last year, and we sold over 300 properties last year, here's a statistic, 1,700 email leads from Rightmove. What percentage of those direct leads about a single property, different buyers, 1,700, bought the property they inquired about? What percentage?
You would hope it was quite a high number, but knowing you, it was going to be...
4%. Now you're going to look at me and go, you're lying. I'm not lying.
No.
It was 4%. So only 4% of 1,700 buyers bought the house they directly inquired about. Now, the beautiful thing about a good estate agency is they take that lead and they take that buyer onto something else, because they figure out the needs. Most people don't know what they don't know when they're going out viewing houses. So if you've only got one per town or two or three listings per town, how can you really service your marketplace? Because all those vendors that are on the market, they're missing out on all of those buyers that I've mentioned to you. And the statistics don't end there. Don't forget, most good agents are driven, okay, most good agents are driven to get the vendor the best price, okay? If you take that incentive away, where's the drive to end up negotiating higher when you get that first offer?
Well, you would hope it was professionalism.
Yeah. Well, if you ask 10 or 11 vendors on the street what they think of estate agents, well, they naturally say, well, they're going to work very, very hard for me, regardless. Or they're going to say, well, they've had their money. So, you know, does the model work? It obviously works. They're raising a lot of capital. They're worth a lot of money, and good luck to them. Obviously, Countrywide were worth a lot of money only 5 or 6 years ago. So it's an interesting model. Is there a model that's in between? I believe there is.
I think there is with what you're doing, and what Chris Rosendale's doing, and a few others. It's interesting times, these personal agents and
definitely
a hub.
Mm. If you're a vendor, who do you want working for you?
I want someone that I can instinctively trust, who offers good customer service, it's going to get me the best price possible for a reasonable fee.
They've got to demonstrate stuff. So, you know, how many agents today are sitting in front of vendors and they're stumped by questions like, well, your fees are too high? Or they're stumped by, you valued it at the wrong, you know, a lot lower than the other guy. Well, they're stumped by the fact that they're going to put it on with somebody who's online.
Surely they should have found that out so that that question's never asked.
I think that I'm not sure how long this lifespan for the online agents will be. I genuinely think two or three of them will just get to a certain size and they will have that offer for the market, mm-hmm. and it'll be a fairly self-perpetuating business. And I think there will be that offer.
Because PB,
it's clearly needed.
Because PB, I've got a huge percentage of that share. I'm surprised the likes of House Simple and Yopa are not bigger.
I think you'll see that market reduce as you're seeing the other estate agency market reduce, and you'll see this expansion of guys with good skills, great values, going out there, operating under their own brand, but under an umbrella organisation, or similar to what your chap was talking about.
Good. Interesting times.